You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh, it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's last league game of the season.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. As well as Saturday's match with Gainsborough Trinity, very shortly we'll also be hearing how the women's team fared in their County Cup final from Friday evening. But before all of that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news by advising supporters that the Development Fund has now broken through the £100,000 barrier. A big thank you, one and all. In other fundraising news, and at half-time on Saturday, the club presented a cheque for £2,000 to three local organisations, Moston Juniors, Talbot House Support Centre and Freedom from Torture, whom all received the money as part of the Football Association's Community Shield Fund, raised thanks to FC United's run in the FA Cup last season. And finally, just a reminder that tickets for the supporters' dinner at Broadhurst Park on May the 12th, featuring Norman Whiteside, as well as the gala dinner at the Midland Hotel on the 19th of May, are still available and can be purchased either from the club office or via the club shop at www.fcumshop.co.uk. Happy shopping! To the weekend's football now, and on Friday evening, FC United's women's team competed in the final of the Manchester FA Challenge Cup at West Didsbury and Chorlton's Recreation Ground, as FC took on old adversaries City of Manchester Ladies, a team who the Reds had failed to beat in their previous four meetings. So could FC United make its fifth time lucky and pick up their first piece of silverware of the season? It's over to Ben and Paul now with all the goals.
And McCarrick's there once again defending in midfield, and a lovely turn there leaves two blue shirts in a wake, plays the ball forward to Wild, and that first time pass is cut out, but here's Greenall now, tries to feed a ball forward towards Jess Battle gets the ball to Wild now charging forward, but it's well defended, but Wild gets the ball back. What's she going to do? Gets to the edge of the box, plays it to the left hand side to Shelby Wollstonecroft, who's on her right foot, tackled, gets it to Chambers shoots, top corner.
What a finish.
Well, Shelby Wollstonecroft was trying to create something there. The edge of the box, she was tackled. The ball broke to Kirsty Chambers on the left-hand side and, well
they
floated.
They may have thought the threat when when Wollstonecroft lost the ball was gone, but Kirsty Chambers was following up outside the box and didn't hesitate, just picked a spot, let fly, and it ripped into the top corner.
And on 24 minutes, that's the deadlock broken here, and FC United 1-0 up in this County Cup final.
And I did feel that whoever drew first blood was going to win this, so we'll see if it comes to light.
Well, it's going to be another goal kick to City of Manchester. We've got 29 minutes gone here. 1-0 if you're just joining us to FC United. Jennifer Much to take it, just over Chloe Wild, and cleared. So the halfway line it goes, but there's Fran Davis covering over the top. Straight back at you from Claire Young, and that's good tackling there from Morgan McVerter, but there's Chow now on the ball, plays the ball over the top for Dunlop to chase. Gillingham has to come out. Good goalkeeping from Gillingham, takes most of the ball,
takes
and
enough of
some
the ball.
Of the player, we have to say, but that's a poor clearance from Gillingham, and the shot comes in, Fran Davis is there, and it's into the bottom corner, and that is, well, this goalkeeping from Amy Gillingham. It was a good save in the end, but then instead of going for the second ball, we kind of no impetus at all. Clearance isn't the best, and well, City managed to play it into the net essentially.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Amy was a bit worried about the penalty shout, and I think she lost the composure there for a moment. and tried to play the ball up the pitch instead of just getting rid of it. And what happened, of course, was that she played it straight to one of their players who fired it into the box. And then there was a scramble for the possession. And eventually, Vicky Lomas steered it into the empty goal.
Goal kick once again. To the halfway line it goes, but there's McCarrick winning the ball. McCarrick plays it to Chambers. Chambers with a first-time pass to Greeno. Could switch play here. Lovely ball to Chloe Wild.
Now.
Wild's got a bit of space here on the right-hand side. Heading towards the byline. Crosses the ball in. It's a good cross, but it's good defending for Much. But there's battling away. Ball cleared. Only as far as Wild on the edge of the box. Here's Wild now on the right-hand side. Cross comes in. Jade Parker on the back post. And what can you say? 38 minutes gone. And FC United take the lead once again. Paul.
Well, I think that was all about Chloe Wild's perseverance. She got a ball in that was cleared. She got another chance wide out. And this time the ball was steered along the six-yard line. And Jade Parker, being the predator, she read the game so superbly and stole in at the back post.
Throwing to FC United midway into City of Manchester's half. Throwing taken. And here's Vias now on the ball. Vias with a ball over the top towards Jade Parker. But it's headed clear there by Much. And there's Chow getting the ball back, but McCarrick wins the ball and plays the ball forward towards Tattersall. But that's good defending there from Natalie Robinson. Out of play it goes for a throw-in. Still 2-1 to FC United. 13 minutes left to play. I'm going to keep this countdown going now.
They've just to
ramp up the drama.
City of Manchester got to do a bit more than kick the ball out to get back in this game.
Here's Vias now with the ball on the right-hand side. Throw-in taken. Long throw-in. Jade Parker with a turn. Jade Parker's through. She shoots. Goal!
Oh, what a gem.
A quick throw in there from Amy Vias, beats everybody. Jade Parker with a lovely turn, and she basically looped it into the far corner. And on 78 minutes, FC United, well, it's match point now, 3-1.
3-1 could be the point of no return.
FC United 3-1 up, and I think cruising towards their first piece of silverware of the season, of the Luke Podmore era. Chloe Wild now. Is she going to have a dig and seal the deal? She plays the ball outright to Jade Parker. Jade Parker crosses that ball in. In fact, it's a shot. It's over the goalkeeper's head.
For Jade Parker.
And Jade Parker on, well, 90 plus one. Seals the deal. 4-1 to FC United. And congratulations, one and all, counter champions.
I think the two main players in this match teamed up there. Chloe Wild won the ball.
And McCarrick first.
And McCarrick as well. Sprayed it out wide. And Jade Parker, I think that was an audacious effort from out wide. I don't think it was a cross. And when you've got the confidence to do that, you get rewarded.
Absolutely. Well, 4-1. And, well, that's more like it. Morgan McVerter plays the ball forward to Jess McCarrick. McCarrick plays the ball forward to Chloe Wild. Wild plays it on. Good defending there. Over onto the right-hand side it goes for City of Manchester. And there is Mundell on the ball. But FC United trying to win this ball back. Good pressing from FC. And here's Mia Holding now. Mia Holding on the halfway line. Gets this ball back. Chips over the top. Jade Parker controls it. Turns. Still on the ball. On the edge of the penalty box. Lays the ball off to Chambers, who shoots. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
What a strike from Kirsty Chambers. And, well, I think that's what they call a cherry on the cake. 5-1, Paul.
Set up by Jade Parker.
In the first half, Kirsty Chambers opened the scoring with a goal that kind of lofted into the top corner. It wasn't belted. That fifth goal there, she nailed it.
That was a bit of artwork, wasn't it? I mean, to score a fifth goal now in added time.
Kirsty Chambers there with the fifth goal.
This is real payback for all those four defeats over the years. It really is.
And that, dear listener, is full time. And a big congratulations to everyone associated with the FC United and Manchester's women's team. First piece of silverware of the season. First piece of silverware in the Luke Podmore era. And we've done it in a very, very impressive way. 5-1 to FC United and Manchester. Some cracking goals. And a hat-trick for Jade Parker. She came on as a substitute. Changed the game in a lot of ways when she did come on. The second half started, it was very sluggish. It was 2-1 for a long time. But fitness told and tactics told and the willingness and the tenacity to get that ball back and play the ball out wide with pace has proved dividend and 5-1.
I think the difference between the two sides was the forward players, in that we had players going forward that frightened them. They didn't have the same quality going forward that we had. When it gelled when we went forward, we were devastating tonight. It didn't always gel, and it wasn't the perfect performance by any means. It wasn't one of our best performances this season, and there's been a lot of great performances, but it was far too much for this team, who are the division above us.
Absolutely. I mean, we mentioned the idea of payback. We've played City and Manchester. This is the fifth time we played them, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got beat four times. But this is the most important one, this win here.
This is the biggest win, I think, between the two sides as well. It's put a message out. And it really tells us that FC Women's team are good enough for the next division. They certainly are. They may not get up this season, but they are good enough to rub shoulders with the teams in the next division.
And the champions of the Manchester FA Women's Challenge Cup, FC United of Manchester.
And Kirsty Chambers leading a team up here.
Quite rightly. Two goals on the night.
Let's hear it for FC United.
A big congratulations to Luke Podmore and FC United, a Manchester Women's team, champions of Manchester, winners of the Manchester FA Challenge Cup 2017. Congratulations, everybody. Well played. Adora, hello. How are you, Adora?
Good, thanks.
You're all right. So, first things first, a big congratulations. One of the things we should say is, over the last four games or so, you've won player of the match. On a couple of occasions, we thought about giving you player of the match. It was very close.
Why didn't you give it then?
Because this is
that
what...
was a joke.
This position has been so high.
This is what I'm leading towards. The squad FC United have got this season, it's another level. You've been with the women's team since day one.
Yeah.
Where does this rank?
At the very top. I think the squad, the strength and depth that we have in every single position, I think is shown today with the roll-on, roll-off subs that we use. We use Slyson really well, and whoever we replaced on the pitch from the starting 11 was more than capable of stepping up and doing the exact same job. And I think Luke used the whole squad really well today.
I mean, one of the things that you bring, you're a classic utility player, and you're playing this relatively new role. We were talking about at half-time where we've gone from a 4-5-1 to having one centre-back and two full-backs, essentially. And what happens when there's a goal kick is both full-backs go to the corner flags, essentially, to get a ball square.
Yeah.
And what are the challenges in playing basically as a full-back with only one centre-back? It seems to work for some reason.
Yeah, we've worked on it quite a lot this season, throughout the season. That when Luke came in, we started working on a new formation of playing 3-5-2. So playing three at the back, we strengthened more players in the midfield to win the ball more in midfield and dominate that area. And we had the players to do that with the three at the back, like Fran, super sweeping. And then we've got other players who are able to get the ball, as you say, out the side from the keeper. And we've just been working all season since Lucas come, playing out from the back. And everyone has the ability to get the ball from the keeper, look up, find a pass, and just have the composure to do that.
I mean, one of the things we picked up upon, because we watch the game normally from that balcony, and we're like 10 miles away, but very high up, so we can watch the whole game. It's watching the tactics at play. And one of the things which we've noticed when Luke Podmore's come in is he's got you all well drilled, and you've now got the ability to not play total football. I don't want to describe you as the 1974 Dutch team, but there is that element where you are free to adapt and change, and we saw that in the last 10 minutes there in that second half, where it was a bit cagey for a long time, but then you blew them away.
Yeah, we've got the players like Chloe Wild, for example, who can just run all day. She works her socks off. Beth Tatt on the wings. Everyone just works their socks off in the middle. Liv G. And that gives us that time and space to stretch the pitch and play the ball around, like you say. And it's just having just a belief in each other. So we're comfortable with passing the players to each other. And that shows throughout the game, because we just play to feet, play into space when needed.
And we see that so many times, that with the strikers or the midfielders pointing where they want the ball and the through balls. And the amount of times FC United's destroyed teams this season in 10-minute bursts of just going 5-0, thank you, good night.
Now, City of Manchester are another team from a higher division that you've beaten this season, and you've made a habit of it this season. You pick them off one by one. It looks like we're not going to go up this season, but I'm sure that if you do get promotion, either this season or next season, you've got no fears about the next level.
Definitely not. Like, as you say, we've beaten the top four teams in the league above. And I think that's sent out a message. And beating City of Manchester today, who are again a league above us, has sent a clear message to the FA that we should be playing at a high level. Unfortunately, because I think only one team in the league can go up, we miss out again. But next year, obviously, we'll look to put that right.
Absolutely. And just a quick mention, you went off with a shoulder injury. How's it feeling?
Yeah, it's fine. I just got shattered from the back.
You'll be ready for the next one.
Well, Adora, thank you for joining us. And like we said, from day one, you've been a stalwart of the women's team, and some of the performances you put in have been excellent the last month or so. I think Paul would agree with me.
Thank you.
And
you've had to be patient a bit, haven't you, this season?
Yeah, it's been challenging, but I've waited for my opportunity and I've thankfully taken it. Yeah.
Well, Adora, a big congratulations and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So we're now joined by Chloe Wild. Hello, Chloe. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
So that performance there. And that performance that you put in there, we were agonising for a long time about who the player of the match was going to be. I'm one for dogged determination in midfield, and therefore I gave it to Jess McCarrick. But really, not for the first time this season, you've been covering every single blade of grass. Is that something that you work on, that dogged determination and a bit of flair added in as well?
Yeah, definitely. I love running.
We can tell that.
I love covering all the picture.
What does this mean for you, this success tonight and this winning a bit of silverware at last for FC United's women's team?
So much. It means so much to us all.
What did you make of the start of the game? Because for a long time it was a bit cagey.
Yeah.
And then going into the second half, we were 2-1 up, but for a long time they were coming back into it.
Yeah.
But then we kind of blew them away, and you say you love running. It was fitness that told, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We were scrappy at the start of the match, but we got into it towards the end.
Some of the performances you've put in this season has been pretty formidable. I mean,
there was a hat-trick you scored recently. There was other performances, though, where you've just took the game by the scruff of the neck, and you did the same tonight at times, didn't you?
Yeah.
There were times where some of the team were flagging a bit, and you chose a lot, chased the last cause, won it, and then took it forward. And you played a couple of long balls tonight deep into their box, which caused them all kinds of problems, which they weren't expecting. So it was the unexpected at times.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing you were bringing to the table was the tracking back as well. I mean, we saw Beth Tattersall do that as well as Alicia Marsh on the left-hand side. Is that something that Luke insists that you poor wingers have to do?
Yeah, we do, and it's so tiring. But we're getting used to it.
The hard yards.
One of the things we were speaking to Adora Yao about was the tactic side of things, because we watched the game so high up and so far away, we could see everything that's going on, and it is like a game of chess. And he's Luke Pobmo's brought some drills and some training methods to the team, and tactics as well, and it's beautiful to watch. What's it like to play and to now have this in your back of your mind, you know, I've got to be doing this, that and the other, as well as scoring loads of goals and charging at fullbacks?
It's good. It's so good playing under Luke. Like, it just brings us so much confidence. I think a lot of us have got so much confidence since playing under Luke. So, yeah, it's really good.
Now, obviously, the league, it's asking a lot, I think.
It's probably gone now.
For Liverpool City to beat. Stranger things have happened. They might get a load of ringers in the last game
never
of the
know.
Season. That's an idea for you, Liverpool City, if you're listening. But there is also the Argyle Cup as well, and there's a chance of silverware, but it's another team higher up the league pyramid that we were going to be playing. But there's no fear there, is there?
No, against those teams.
I mean, I'm sure you weren't frightened tonight, even though they're a division above us.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can do it. I think we'll win that.
You can
silverware.
See another medal. You see another definitely. Medal to run around with.
And if it doesn't work out with the league, because obviously only one team goes up next season, ever since the Merseyrail defeat, we've literally stepped up a gear. I mean, I remember when we scored that first goal after 3 minutes a couple of weeks ago, Jess battled straight into the net, you're straight into the net, and the next goal, getting the ball back, putting on the centre spot. Are we looking to emphatically win the league next season and put the thing to bed at last?
Definitely. I think we deserve it. Well,
so hopefully keep the same squad, same attitude, same number of goals. And maybe more wins at the key moments.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Chloe Wild, thank you for joining us. One of the star players this season, especially the second half of the season. Really, we've noticed you really kick on. And keep up the good work, and wish you all the best of luck in the Argyle Cup final.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Chloe. Cheers. So we're now joined by hat-trick hero Jade Parker. And during this season so far, Jade, there's a lot of agonising going on with the radio team about who's going to be player of the year. And obviously, yourself, you've got such a clever footballing brain, okay? And we saw that today when you came on as a substitute. You changed the game on its head.
What is it about playing for this FC United team that you enjoy so much? Because it appears every time you play, you're having a ball.
Yeah, I just think it's the girls. At the end of the day, like, these girls that I play with every day, like, they're my friends as well. They're not just football teammates. Do you know what I mean? I see them outside of football, so I think in my head it's because they're like a family. Do you know what I mean? And I love every single one of them.
I mean, there's times where you're not showboating like Shelby Wollstonecraft does, but you've got a footballing brain where you're seeing everything that's going on, and you can play those clever balls. The amount of times you've picked out Beth Tattersall or Jess Battle or Chloe Wild making a run, it's another level. Playing in this team, give us a bit of your back history about where you played before this.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's probably from where I played in the past. So I played in the Premier League, obviously the North Division. Played at Preston there, played Curzon, went back in the day when they were up there. I have been at England under 19, so it probably comes from my experience training with the higher league teams, and then obviously I bring that into this game and hopefully affect the game.
So one of the things we've talked about with Chloe Wild and Adore Yao so far is the tactic side of it, and what Luke Podmore has brought to the table as soon as he's taken over. The drills now and the tactic side of it is very noticeable. Does that offer you something else, and where does this team fit in and the way it plays with your history as a player?
Yeah, I think it 100% does. Like, Luke used to manage me back at Preston, so obviously stuff that I learnt with him at Preston is implementing it now in the team with FC. Like having a strong number 10 in the hole, and obviously affecting the game that way, and obviously slotting it through to the strikers, and also holding the play up in the middle. Yeah, I think that's what it brings it to this team also.
Now, I was just saying to Chloe, obviously the league, it might be a bit beyond us now, unfortunately, unless Liverpool City field a load of ringers. I just don't see it. But as I said, it might be an idea for Liverpool City just to... You might be free, mightn't you, if you want to...
I was going to say, I'll go and play for them. I don't mind, mate. I'll swap for a game and I'll help them out.
But ever since that Merseyrail defeat away from home, we've not really looked back, and we've blown teams away, and you can see the intent. We score a goal in 3 minutes, we get the ball, and we're straight back on the centre spot for the kickoff.
Yeah, there's no excuses. We should have beat them. Do you know what I mean? Looking back now, we should have 100%.
Is that something we can take into next season now and kick on and really blow the opposition away next year?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be next season. I think it's ours. Do you know what I mean? It should have been ours this season, but we let it slip and we let the pressure get to us. But it's not going to happen again.
Jade Parker, big congratulations. As we said, a hat-trick tonight. One of several, I think, this season. You've scored a few. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your
efforts tonight. So, we're now joined by manager of the Champions of Manchester. That's what we're officially called now.
Cheers,
TM.
Man.
Luke Podmore. Hello, Luke. How are you?
All right, thanks.
First question. Nice tie. Will it catch on?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. I tried my hardest to get Mark and Lee in a tie, but they won't have it. So maybe for the 14th, we'll see.
So tonight, coming into this game, a lot of expectation.
Yep.
Since the Merseyrail defeat, we've been blowing teams away and playing another level. It's been kind of really impressive to watch. City of Manchester, they've beaten us, I think, four times coming into this game. Mm-hmm. Another team higher up the pyramid, and it's another team we've blown away, and we've blown them away through fitness more than anything.
Yeah, I think so. Like I say, it was a bit of a voodoo, weren't it? You know, we've lost the last four occasions against them, and it was a case of tonight, we've just got to put all that behind us. And I think, like I say, once we've won this first cup together now, me and the girls and obviously the coaching staff, you know, it's only going to lead on to better things now. So, like you said, we've tried taking them up a level, and to be fair to them all, they've all responded, and, you know, the world's a oyster now. So.
And does this relieve a bit of pressure as well on yourself and the coaching staff? Because there is this thing where, you know, we have been winning 11-0 and 13-0 and 8-0 and what have you. But to have silverware, that's something very tangible now that we can go, do you remember that season? That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, ultimately, you know, we're going to be judged on results. And, you know, when we came into the club, we wanted to make sure that we could turn, you know, the good performances into silverware. You know, I think in the past seasons they've had good performances, but they've not quite come up with the silverware at the end. And it's all about doing it on occasions like today. You know, we've got to expose them to these cup finals, the tight games where they're going to learn a lot. And, you know, it'll stand us in good stead this. You know, that voodoo's out of the way now, and we can hopefully just go on and win a few more.
Now, we've interviewed Chloe Wild and we've spoken to Jade Parker and Adore Yao, and it's like the stages of a playing career. And it feels like, do you see this now as a team that can just go on and on with the way they're playing? Because they're beating teams like Sir Tom Finner, Bolton, we've got Bury, and I'm sure we'll beat Bury in the Argyle Cup, not jinxing it, Wigan, City of Manchester. These are clubs higher up the pyramid that we're dismantling.
Yeah, and that's what we're preparing for. You know, obviously it looks unlikely that we're going to go up this year, but we've got to prepare them to, you know, to raise their aspirations. That's another thing. We raise the confidence of the group. You know, the confidence was a little bit low, and they didn't sort of believe in themselves and giving them that belief. And you know, technically, we knew that we had a great side. We've got a great side, but mentally, we just needed to do some work on it. And obviously, that's now marrying up with the physical side. And you know, we are just taking teams apart. And you know, hopefully next year, with a good summer behind us. Obviously, I didn't work with the players in summer this year. I had to come in late and, you know, try and change it around. And, you know, we're a good summer with obviously a few additions, which will happen. It's football. You know, we'll have a few people coming in, making us stronger, you know, next year, that, you know, we can do, you know, great things.
And we should congratulate you as well, and not just because of the tactics you did tonight, but also the substitutions. There was a couple of times where we were hitting a brick wall, essentially, and you made the change. You brought on Jade Parker. That helped. And in the second half, you brought on Amy Vias. That helped. But you've got the players there. You've got the depth of the squad. Even players like Adora Yawa, who's not featured much this season. Mm-hmm. The last four games, she's been up there as one of the star performers.
Yep.
And then you've got competition for places all over the place as well. And, mm-hmm. and this bodes really, really well for the future.
That's it. And, you know, some of the girls, you know, week in, week out, some of them are disappointed because they don't get involved. And, you know, I can only pick 16, but by having that sort of setup where you know you're fighting for places, it just raises that, the bar just goes up and up and up, and then obviously it's up to each other, up to them all to push each other. And I think that's what like you say has brought these performances out of people, because everybody knows that when they get on that pitch, there's somebody there waiting to take the shirt, and that's the culture we've got to build here.
Now there's two competitive games left of the season. Yeah. Warrington on Sunday. Obviously Merseyrail have got that tricky game against Liverpool. I was suggesting to Jade Parker, you know, she's not needed, so she might as well go play for them, but I don't think that's allowed. Well, on the 20th, we're going to have a catch-up. We're going to be discussing the women's team, and it'd be great to get you on to discuss your thoughts, not just about this season just gone, but the future for the women's team, because I think you've got some cracking ideas, and it'd be great to delve into your brain, Luke.
Yeah, definitely. That's
a big congratulations tonight. I think this is me done now, because obviously I'm going on holiday. I've discussed this with you on social media.
Yeah, you are.
It's not my fault, dear listener. The cup final was nailed on for the 7th. The league moved it. What can you do? But Sato Paul will be there commentating. But Luke, it's been an absolute joy to watch the women's team this season, particularly the second half of the season. A big congratulations tonight, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Ben. Cheers.
And a big, big congratulations to the FC United women's team from everyone here at FCUM Radio. To the men's team now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United hosted Gainsborough Trinity in the last league game of the season. Here are the FC Live team at Broadhurst Park setting the scene before kick-off.
So welcome to Broadhurst Park. We're here today to bring you live coverage of FC United against Gainsborough Trinity in the last league game of the season. Swampoli and Emily Maguire are here. So do you want to take it from here?
We've got the shield on the pitch, and it's a good afternoon, everybody. We've got a plethora of Vimto chews, we've got some walnuts, we've got bananas, we've got some Beaches vegan creams, orange. Remember that conversation, which flavour do you like? And there was 54 flavours, and you all go, man, that's where they've come from, Chocolate John.
Did anyone say some strawberries? I don't think
we said strawberries. We said classic mint creams. Yeah. A great crowd here this afternoon, all warming up, and we've got a good group of away supporters this afternoon, about 300 or 400 of them. Big game, big game for them.
And FC United's first team.
FC United's first team make the way out with a guard of honour, and they then hopefully will produce their own guard of honour. And by the end of in the next 2 minutes, we're near the end of the pitch. They'll just keep going and going and going and going. As I say, big crowd here this afternoon. Some great new banners in the SMRE. And well, Worcester City are really hoping you can help us out. That's from Worcester. That's a tweet coming. Hoping FC United. I say Nobby Stile and his family. Nobby obviously can't be with us. He's very, very ill at this moment in time. But privileged to have the great man's family here this afternoon. And there'll be the Dobby Style Shield awarded, and it's going to be an award. As I say, it's so good that the heart of Manchester United is still
Academy
with
Player of the Year for 2016-17 is Lewis Unwin.
Well, you probably can hear the announcer talking there. It's Lewis the Academy Player of the Year. All-round attitude, performance on and off the pitch. That's why the award has been won by the young man, part of the Academy team here at FC United of Manchester. And an Academy, together with the U team, the Academy, the under-18s, the reserve team and the first team, the women's team, let's not forget as well, all included in that. And certainly from the embers of this season, for next season, lots to look forward to, lots of positives. And certainly lots of youthful players and lots of qualities to be shown over the coming years, you'd expect. As now the players have all done what they're supposed to do, they're not quite now all getting confused of what they should be doing.
What,
Emily,
what do we do now?
Good time to say good afternoon to you, Emily, and good afternoon, Ben.
So it's now time, I think, for team news, because we've only got a couple of minutes left to kick off. So team news. Team news. Swamper. Team news.
Thank you very much, Ben. Well, FC United this afternoon. No real surprises, as the first team will probably, I'm not sure if they'll go back out and then go back in and then come back out again, which they seem to be doing. No real surprises in the team.
No surprises. No, having a look at it, it's fairly what we'd imagine. Played from the last few weeks.
Obviously, this is a league match today, obviously, for the men's team. But hopefully, we can make it back to back next Thursday. And this.
Another United legend. I mean, they're all here today. And he's just taken the plaudits there. It's nice that the fact that the history of FC United and Manchester United is intertwined. But when you're getting the older players, you're getting some of the greats, you're getting the likes of Dobby Stiles' family here. You know, I know we've got Terry Beckett, who is a part of the Busby Babes team. He's here this afternoon. He comes in quite regularly, actually, to watch FC United. And it's just that beautiful thing where you've got this history and a sense of pride, really, where these players, old and new, are prepared to come here. I mean, we've got Norman Whiteside on the 12th of May. Tickets are still available for that. You want to get yourself to that. It'd be a great night. And, you know, it makes you proud, doesn't it, really? Regardless of the football, it makes you really proud to be an FC supporter.
But this team today, obviously, it's one of them games. It's more important for Gainsborough, clearly. But it's a lot of these players here for that cup final on Thursday have got to be on it, haven't they?
It's not just that. This is an important day for FC's team. Get a good performance. You look around you, the stands are filling up, they're nearly full. Few extra fans, new fans coming in, and it's time to entertain them, to keep them here. We've had a difficult up and down season, and every game should be important. It's the last game of the season at home. FC should be coming out, you know, and flying. Yeah, we have got a cup game, and players need to be playing for their places, but they need to be putting on a performance for you know, the stadium is full.
And one of the things we said to Margie after the match last week was the fact that for these kind of occasions, we're rarely up for it, are we? Whenever we've done Youth United Day or anything like that, it's always a bit flat, whereas it's quite loud today.
2010, Simon Carberry's last game was the goal that scored, and that was the last time FC United won their last game of the season.
So to find out now if the Reds could take all 3 points in this one, it's over to Marv Willers now with a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. After a run of fairly meek displays, FC have finished the season with a bang. 4 goals last week away to Nuneaton were bettered on Saturday's season finale with 5 goals for FC United, with Gainsborough only replying once. 4,064 supporters were present to see Gainsborough take the lead on 9 minutes through Chris Salt, with Matty Wolfenden equalising before half-time.
And the ball looped over the top. It's a decent ball. It's a chase on, but Fagbola just has to make sure, get behind the ball. And number 9 takes over there. Now Jarman. Jarman down the left-hand side, plays it to Tom Davey. Davey cuts inside, looks for some support. And it's going to be a corner ball, first corner of the afternoon. It was Jake Williams going there, marshalling the player well. But they have a corner, and they've got some big players as well.
Yeah, they're going to have a great opportunity for Gainsborough. You know, they'll be, like you say, it's an important game for them. They'll be sending I would have thought they would have sent a couple more up there, actually. FC have left 3 forward, which has meant that Gainsborough have matched it with 3, now 4. But decent delivery. Could test FC here.
Well, the corner comes in right-footed. It's a decent ball, looped in, goes across 3 players. The first header comes across, it's a goal! And we're just talking about Chris Saul. They've got some big units in there. Well, he got up above everybody else and he's just glanced the ball into the bottom left-hand corner. Nothing that Ryan Schofield could do. But again, you've got to match him. You've got to put some pressure on him. No one did anything. Back of the net. This is the kind of pace and the quality that we want in FC United. Step up. We need to step up one or two more gears and it'll be better for FC. At the moment, we have a corner. Can we get back on level terms? It's 24 minutes on the clock. George Thompson will take this corner ball. Fagbola goes near post. Goes back behind everybody else. It's a free header. Salt is the man that clears it. Force for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright's touch is a decent one in the penalty area. Can he get the shot across? Yes, he can. Cross means yes. Wolfenden at the back post. And Wolfenden with his 93rd goal for FC United of Manchester gets us back on track. And it was a lovely bit of control from Jerome Wright in the penalty area, because the header was headed away and it came down, and Jerome saw like had it, he had the ball and spun it and went past the defender, chips it to the back post, and there was Wolfenden.
It was absolutely fantastic. Best, you know, comes from the best passage of play that FC had just a little bit before that, but fantastic ball from Jerome. The way he took it, you know, he controlled it, he took the defence out of the way, and it's then he's lashed the ball across into the danger zone. Nobody could clear it. Wolfenden, nice and easy, just to slot it home. That's what they need to do, get him behind the defence.
From the pace of FC's two attacks there.
Into the second half, and FC really found their stride, with four more goals for the Broadhurst attendees to enjoy. Wolfenden got his second of the game, two goals for George Thompson, and Jerome Wright also found the back of the net.
As Fagbola is still actually up in the centre-forward position, he now can make his way back to this halfway line as Jerome Wright has a nice ball into Thompson. Thompson opens his body.
Oh, wow.
Shot. What a beauty! Has just set himself there. He opened his body before he got the chance to say, can he shoot? Well, he did, from 30 yards out. A screamer, bent with his outfire of his right foot. Keeper stood static, nothing he could do. And George Thompson with a great, great, great goal. What a strike.
Oh, absolutely. Just wow.
As the ball played by FC United's Ashworth down the right-hand side for Williams to run onto. And it was a rush bit of defending. He could have maybe let that ball roll out for a goal kick, but they've cleared the lines and Williams will get the throw. So things changing thick and fast in this division as the ball played down the right hand side for Thompson, the goal scorer. A magnificent ball, lovely ball in by Thompson ball to Kay. Kay's ball comes across and a little under hit, but Kay gets another opportunity, controls the ball well, holds it, plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan's little 1-2
nice
with Thompson, plays it into Williams. Ball comes across, three people, Wolfenden.
Oh, that's gonna
what
hurt.
It's been given, and Wolfenden is absolutely been poleaxed. The ball came across. FC United lead by 3-1. Chantler now opens his body, lovely ball out to Lowe. Lowe can move the ball right hand side to Thompson. Thompson charging forward, goes past one challenge, doesn't win the second challenge, but it's back with Williams. Williams will need a little bit more patience there with the ball, but it's into the danger zone, and across goes FC United's number 11. Does really well there, got something out of nothing, a little shove in the back, making sure the defender knew he was there, did Thompson, and he resorts to the throw into FC United.
Yeah, fantastic bit of play from Thompson. He's looking lively, especially after his goal. He's seems to be galvanised by it. He's been running all over.
Well, there's Gilchrist on the ball now. Eight minutes to go. Lovely ball there into the penalty area. Thompson again. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Good save. There's opportunity. Jerome Wright to make it four. And Jerome Wright, the skipper, does the simple task of putting the ball in the back of the net. After good work yet again from George Thompson. Thompson looks for some support. Going to play it all the way back to Lowe. Lowe, simple ball inside to Jones is the ball that's required. Jones looks to go one way and then spreads the ball left-hand side. Nice play from the young lad, Jones. Now this is FC United at its best, playing the ball fast, furious. Jerome right to the penalty area, goes past one. Can he get a shot away? Can't take the ball with him initially. Thompson makes it five! Oh, and this is a celebration.
Yeah.
A celebration of goals. And it was Jerome right to the left-hand side.
Fantastic play from Jerome Wright.
Starwood Jones, he got the ball on this left hand side.
Switch the play.
Looked one way, opened his body, put the ball across, laid it onto Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright down the left hand side, nutmegged the defender, put the ball in, and there was Thompson. FC United aren't going up, but they've actually finished on a high. FC United of Manchester, as a number of the little sort of supporters have decided. They're all about.
Can you please get off the pitch?
Well,
they're all just young kids, aren't they?
K kids just running everywhere, all over the place. Don't know where. They're probably going over to their supporters, going, "Wow, we'll have it. Come on." Well, I mean, 12 years of age. I think the average age on the pitch at the moment.
A big congratulations to Spennymoor Town. They beat Stourbridge this afternoon by 1-0. They've got promoted to National League North to join Blyth Spartans and Darlington next season.
Well, here at FC United, the presentations will be made. Supporters of Gainsbury Trinity absolutely ecstatic that they've stayed up this season. And sometimes, you know, staying up the last game of the season is as good as winning a league, isn't it?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the presentations. We've got two awards today. The first one we're going to present is the FC Youth Senior Player of the Year, and that's been voted for by the FC Youth supporters. So if we can ask Carl to come to the microphone. FC Youth Player of the Year.
It's the loudest he's ever been.
Well deserved is George Thompson.
Well, George Thompson with the FC United Youth Award this season. Top goal scorer, man of the match today, and a proud moment for him, and a proud moment for the little boy presenting the trophy. Who doesn't seem to have a clue what on earth's going on. He's looking there, he's looking a little bit nervous, the young kid. He's in full FC United kit, and a happy boy there, a photograph taken.
And the winner of the Russell Delaney Player of the Year goes to
Russell Delaney Player of the Year now for FC United of Manchester voted today.
George Thompson.
Well, he's won both. Well,
I'd say it was a very close one thing. There was five votes between first and second. So congratulations to George.
Well, he was second. That's what we need to know then. He was in second spot.
Okay, we've got a few words for our manager. Over to you, Carl. I'd just like to say on behalf of all the staff, all the players, a massive thank you to you, the supporters. This is your football club. Never lose sight of that. There's a member of staff who's been with us since day one. Been muchly valued, sometimes works in the background. Very rarely see him, mostly on away trips somewhere in Europe, in little dingy bars. It's his last game with us today. He'll still be around, but I'd just like to say a massive thank you from everybody connected with FC United to Mark Cooney. But Mark, if you'd like to come forward, please. We've got you a little bit of something. To finally finish off, I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all our volunteers. Now, there's a guy that works behind the scenes that people won't even know, other than his name. He's done more games than me, and I've been here since day one. And it's a guy called John England. So, we just have a massive round of applause for John England. We have got something. I'm going to do that on the presentation evening. They came on at half time. It's great credit that we've been producing players now for 12 years. A young lad made his debut today, or his home debut today, in Mike Jones. The fantastic work that's been done by Tom Conroy, Jack Dickinson, has enabled these young lads to grow and flourish and be able to take the field wearing that red shirt and knowing what it means to him. So again, a round of applause please for Tom Conroy and Jack Dickinson.
One of my apologies.
It's great to see so many new faces here, and we hope that you come back next year, support the club, all the residents of M40, M9. You know, in time, all some of it's good, bad. Today's been a belter, and we've been trying to do that week in, week out for you guys. next year. And we'll see you on Thursday night when hopefully we'll be lifting a nice big trophy for us. Well done.
Thank you, Carl. Just a quick reminder, the Manchester Premier Cup final is this Thursday at Mountain Park.
Well, there you go.
You've got 2 minutes. I've got to give you 2 minutes to wrap up.
What, wrap up? It's not that cold. Well, last game of the season, FC United's last victory in at home in a game was in 2010. It was Simon Carden. And in that game, well, 7 years ago, Matty Wolfenden was in the team. There's obviously going to be changes in the summer months. Players that you all said hello to today, we'll be saying goodbye to and not seeing again, but the vast majority you'd expect to be here or thereabouts at FC United next season. A great game of football, really, from a second half perspective. Emily, FC United winning by 5-1. It's been an up and down season. It's been there's been some good moments, some very indifferent moments, some awful moments, and some great moments. And that's what football is all about, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, hopefully we can build on the more up than down next season. But you know, today was all about a performance, and we said that at the start. There was not games were here, and they had something to play for initially until the results went their way in the end. But they gave us that second half. They were building into it in the first half. They were showing moments of it, but that second half performance and you know, players, standout players like George Thompson, that's the sort of thing that you want to see him do, playing down the middle. Look at the control he can have, look at the influence he can have on the players around him. We've got some other players, you know, Adeoli for me has been somebody that has entered the team this season, and he's looking great. He's strong, he's powerful, he's energy, and he's good footwork, eye for goal. You know, players like that we need to really develop and keep bringing on into the game, into the team. There will be changes to be made. You know, every team goes through that in pre-season. You know, end of season they should be looking to bring new players in, and who can we target, what areas of weakness, because that's just football.
Of course it is. But listen, Emily, it's been great commentating with you all season. Big thank you to Ben. Huge thank you to certainly Stato Paul. We've got one more game to go, and that's going to be on Thursday in the Manchester Premier Cup. So from here, from now, it's a goodbye from us. Another season over with 54 points, 1 point better than last season, and in 13th spot, FC United find themselves exactly the same as they were last season, but one extra goal. But 5 goals here this afternoon at Broadhurst Park. So until Thursday in the Manchester Premier Cup, it's a goodbye from me, it's a goodbye from him, and it's a hello from her.
Hello.
Bye-bye.
Swampy, Ben and Emily there from Saturday afternoon. And as we just heard, the winner of both the FC Youth and Russell Delaney Player of the Season awards was attacking midfielder George Thompson. Ben managed to catch up with George after the game.
So a big congratulations, George Thompson, winner of the FC Youth Player of the Season and the Russell Delaney Player of the Season. Not bad.
No, very good. Obviously, I'm delighted with it on a personal note, but I'm just pleased that we put on a good display to finish the season off at home. But obviously, our thoughts turn straight to Thursday, train Tuesday and the game on Thursday. But yeah, on a personal note, very delighted, obviously.
We were speaking to Carl at the end of the Nuneaton match, and we were saying we never do well in these end of season games. That's our first win, last day of the season win since 2010. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, it didn't start so well, did it? But when we knew the situation, we had to go about it properly. Obviously, gone 1-0 down, we've got to react, and we've done it. We've done it well, and we finished off strongly. We needed a performance because obviously our season isn't over. So we needed to do it for ourselves to make sure that we were carrying some momentum into Thursday night. So it was good to get another 5 goals as a team. That's obviously 9 in the last 2 games. So, you know, we've hit some good form, and it's perfect timing really because, you know, it's a big game Thursday night.
It is a big game, and the performance today was superb. It had flair all the way in, through the middle, out in the wings, up front. It was just an all-round cracking performance.
Yeah, when we got into our stride, we were good. But that's what we can do. And sometimes it's frustrating. It must be,
It is.
Everyone, yeah. I know, it must be frustrating for the fans and everyone that was watching and stuff. But it's frustrating for us on the pitch as well when it's not quite going our way. But that is what this team can do. And when you look around our change room, when you sat in there and you think there's so much ability in there, it's frightening sometimes. And when we're not getting the right results and things aren't going our way, and it's frustrating for us lads as well. But when things click, like the last 2 games, that's the sort of stuff that we can produce. So hopefully we can make it three games on Thursday night and do the business there, because, you know, to lift a trophy is a big thing for anyone.
And some cracking goals from yourself today as well, I have to say. A big congratulations. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the two awards. Well deserved. And roll on Thursday.
Roll on Thursday.
George Thompson there following his side's 4-1 win over Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday afternoon. To find out now where that result left FC United in the final standings of the National League North this season, it's back over to Marv Willis now for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello and welcome everybody to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, that win for FC United, the club's first final day win since 2010, means that the Reds finish the season in 13th position on 54 points, one greater than last year's total with one less win, four more draws and three less defeats, with nine goals more scored than last season, eight less conceded. So, in other words, numbers, my friends, numbers. Elsewhere, and a final 4-2 win of the season for champions AFC filed against Worcester City condemned Worcester to relegation this season, joining Altrincham and Stalybridge Celtic at step 3 of non-league next season. Commiserations, one and all. For the playoffs, the final stands were Kidderminster in second following a 3-1 win against Bradford Park Avenue, Halifax in third who beat Chorley 2-0 away from home, Salford City fourth after beating Darlington 5-1 at Moor Lane, and while Darlow did finish fifth, they lost their ground grading appeal midweek, and therefore the final playoff place goes to sixth place, Chorley. Both Brackley and Stockport County therefore miss out on the playoffs by 1 point, the latter missing out following a frustrating 1-1 draw with Gloucester City on Saturday afternoon. There were of course scores from other grounds, but quite frankly, you don't care. I don't care. Let's call the whole thing off. This is Marv Willers for Marv Sports Report saying, see you next time everybody. Have a great summer.
Thanks, Marv. Well, that's the league done and dusted for another season, but there is still one last match for Carmarthenshire's men to contend with, and that's in the final of the Manchester Premier Cup. This season closer takes place this Thursday evening at Oldham Athletics Boundary Park as FC United take on Stalybridge Celtic in the final of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup. Tickets can be purchased on the night. Adults £10, concessions £7 and under 16s £3. Kick-off on Thursday night will be at 7:45 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Thursday evening from 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.